With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Benjamin is on the line right now. He is from AM 1340 and 104.7 FM in Denver as well, but we know him because he knows what's going on with quarterbacks, and he knows a lot about what's going on in Berea, too. Hi, Benjamin. How are you?
Benjamin.
Doing all right. Living off that euphoric high, breaking that Kirk Cousins news about an hour ago.
Oh, very nice. Good job. Is it 100% done?
Well, he will be signing it on Thursday. Everything is formality at this point, but Kirk Cousins will be signing with the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, how did that go down? And, you know, it was funny because there was, he wrote his, or whoever wrote his thank you thing on his website had hashtag, he had hashtag two teams on there, right? Vikings and Jets,
the Vikings and the Jets, yeah. He was already going to be going to the Vikings at that point. He'd been kind of using the Jets as leverage. They were never serious contenders for his services. The real front runners were the Denver Broncos and the Minnesota Vikings. The Broncos sent a contingent of players out there to, quote-unquote, recruit him and get around any loopholes in recruiting him. And those players came back and felt like he was going to Minnesota at that point. So the Broncos kind of pulled out, and that left Minnesota as the primary option.
And Case Keenum going to the Broncos from all reports.
Correct. He will be going to the Broncos. 2-year deal, $36 million total. That's $18 million per. And he was there, always their plan B if they couldn't get Kirk.
Tyrod Taylor comes to the Browns for a third-round draft choice with a big salary number, about $16 million. Yay, nay.
Well, the good news is you can get out from under that pretty quickly if it doesn't work. And if it does work, well, then you've already got your guy. What it allows you to do is it puts in play a low turnover quarterback that can act as a bridge to the quarterback they'll eventually take with the first overall draft pick in this draft, probably Sam Darnold. And it'll allow them at a time to get Darnold developed. Very young. Darnold were to start game one of the regular season, he'd be the second youngest starting quarterback of all time in the NFL behind Tommy Maddox.
With Deshaun Kizer right there with him. Close enough.
Correct. Yeah. In that range, yes.
Do you think it's a battle or do you think it's a done deal? You think Darnold's the guy the Browns want?
I think they still need to bring guys in for fits, do workouts and all that kind of stuff, but they kind of have him as the apple of their eye, if that's maybe the best way to put it.
Benjamin, I find it interesting. Depending on what draft ranking you look at, these quarterbacks are all over the place. And I mentioned earlier on our show, CBS has rankings out, and they have the 10th best player and number one quarterback as Mason Rudolph out of Oklahoma State. Then they have Lamar Jackson, Josh Rosen, Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen. And every time I see something like that, I just think, should a quarterback be the number one pick in this draft if you're the Cleveland Browns? What do you think?
Well, you have to make it the number one pick in the draft because quarterback is so much more important than every other position. A great quarterback can overcome deficiencies in almost every other position group. If you look at some of the all-time greats, guys like Peyton Manning played with terrible offensive lines but overcame that because of a quick release. The only reason anybody even knows who Austin Collie or Blair White or Anthony Gonzalez is as a pro player is because they played with Peyton Manning. Now, I'm not suggesting any of these guys are going to be Peyton Manning, but at the same time, if you have the opportunity to try to get a great quarterback, you have to take that over any other position. There is no greater correlation to team success than great quarterback play.
Benjamin, does Barkley fall to four then, or what happens to the Browns at four?
Well, I think he might even fall further than that. I'm not 100% the Browns are taking him at four. I'm pretty sure they're not taking him at one based on conversations I've had. I don't think that I'm not sure that he'd be in play at four. That's not really fit John Dorsey's philosophy of finding mid-round guys to use as running backs as one and two contract players. So, and he gets great production out of them. You can look at, for instance, Kareem Hunt that he found in the mid-rounds in Kansas City. If Barkley, running back correlation to success is not very high. There are a lot of great running backs out there that have been drafted in the top 15, but I think only one of them that I can recall went to a Super Bowl since 2000, or at least led his team to a Super Bowl. That'd be Jamal Lewis. Thomas Jones went to one and lost, and Reggie Bush went to one, but he went as a punt returner. Pierre Thomas was the starting running back. So the idea that a top 15 running back is going to really make an impact is not borne out by history.
And so you mentioned some running backs that were high draft choices, and they just don't pan out. And that's why if the Browns are sitting there at four and Bradley Chubb is on the board, and you can put him next to Myles Garrett, you know, bookend defensive ends, why don't you do that? You know, if you decide Minka Fitzpatrick is the guy, why don't you do that? Because with Jones and the other Chubb and Michelle and all the other running backs in this draft, you're going to be able to get one or two of them in the second round, third round even, if you care to do such a thing.
Absolutely. The Browns will be able to have their pick of running backs at the top of the second outside of probably Barkley and Darius Geis. So you could get a Rashard Penny, Sony Michel, Nick Chubb, you know, the list goes on. There's plenty of guys you can get up there. And the productivity difference that you're going to get between a Barkley and, you know, a Rashard Penny isn't that much, isn't enough to warrant taking a guy a whole round sooner. You're not a team that is in a luxury position to be able to do that. So, you know, if you think that you've got a great defensive player, like you said, you mentioned Fitzpatrick, mentioned Chubb, I would even suggest that the corner out of Ohio State, Ward, would be in the mix there with Randall going to be moved to free safety. I would suggest that you take that defensive player, continue to build the team correctly at the foundation, and worry about the luxury stuff later.
And Ward's a local kid. He's from Nordonia High School here. Benjamin Albright joining us. He's from AM 1340, 104.7 FM in Denver. The way that this thing played out with Tyrod Taylor, did the Browns get the right guy, and did they get him at the right price at the right time?
I think you could definitely make a case for that. I know their first choice was Alex Smith, and they got outbid for him. Tyrod Taylor is a quarterback that statistically is in the same mold as Alex Smith. He's a guy with some mobility who's a low turnover guy. But the difference is that Alex is really limited to the short and mid game, where Tyrod kind of has a deeper arm and maybe a little mobility. So we'll see. It should lead to some explosive and interesting offensive play, especially with Gordon there. I think they made the right call based on, you know, the information they had. Their other option was A.J. McCarron, and, you know, he's going to want a longer-term deal. So if you're looking at a bridge quarterback, you got a guy.
DeShone Kizer goes to Green Bay, and the reaction in Green Bay seems pretty happy to bring in Kizer. Are your thoughts of him with Aaron Rodgers competing with Brett Hundley and the way he's going to fit there?
Well, the Packers are even retaining Joe Callahan, so you know they're going to have four quarterbacks going into next season, trying to figure that situation out. I think everybody's always happy with the new guy that they got, whatever they felt about him previously. Well, he's our guy now, so we're happy, and they look for the bright side. Denver fans were bashing Keenum last year, and now they can't stop singing his praises. So, you know, I think with DeShone Kizer, I think it's interesting because I felt like Green Bay already had DeShone Kizer on the roster. They just called him Brett Hundley. So, you know, I think that, you know, seeing if one of those two guys can maybe reach their ceiling in terms of being coached up, they maximize their assets, so be it. And if it doesn't, it didn't cost them that much. Randall was a guy that they were probably going to move anyway because he just really didn't fit the locker room there.
Benjamin, you know, the Browns made a bunch of moves with trades. How difficult will it be for them, even though they've got pretty much a brand new front office and everything seems to be new, how difficult will it be for them to land free agents based on 0-16?
Well, it will be. There is going to be some degree of difficulty there because you're not going to get the top-tier guys looking to get a ring. You're going to get the second-tier guys who didn't get paid on the first option, so now they're looking to, you know, to cash in. So you're going to play that premium tax. I think the Browns' strategy was pretty brilliant. Make all those trades and finalize them right on the cusp of free agency in an effort to say, hey, look, we're making moves over here. Come be a part of this. And I think that was a brilliant strategy on their part. I think they're still going to get some of the players they want. I just think fans need to be a little bit patient. You know, I know it's tough to ask a team that's been rebuilding for what seems like ever, but a little bit patient. Dorsey is a brilliant talent evaluator. He brought Scott McLaughlin in to consult with a guy who's probably the best talent evaluator out there right now. So give them time. They'll get this thing built.
All right, last question for you. Because I know you had some pretty deep stuff during the season on what was going on in Berea. What's the mood in Berea right now? I would hope that it's pretty upbeat and these guys are ready to go to camp today.
I would say it's pretty positive. You know, the players are looking forward to this. They feel like they're not in a placeholder status. A lot of players last year felt like they were kind of placeholders waiting for this team to, you know, to stockpile assets and then turn a corner and get rid of them. So a lot of these guys that are still here now, they feel like, well, we're not placeholders. We're a part of this team. We're a part of this franchise, a part of building something. The front office is ecstatic. They've got assets and money to build with. So I would say there's almost a euphoric feeling around the building.
All right, Benjamin, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. And, of course, we always appreciate you coming on with us, especially to talk quarterback stuff, too. Good job today. Thanks, you, Benjamin. Good. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you,
no
Benjamin.
Problem. Benjamin from AM 1340 and 104.7 FM in Denver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.